Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, guys. It's Deanna Kay with the Deanna Kay Show on Ear Candy Radio Network, and I hope you guys are having a blessed evening today. We have some good topics this evening. Today, we're just going to focus on one thing with basically subtopics underneath that topic. So today we're going to talk about what is holding you back from being the person that you want to be. Oftentimes that could mean many different things. It could be the fact that you surround yourself with people who don't mean you any good, or they could be not really for you. You could also be not believing in yourself as a person. You could also not be putting the proper energy into whatever it is you're doing. It could be your job, your business, yourself, and personal care. So we must always remember to put ourselves first and remember that at the end of the day, if you're not okay, then nobody else can, like, you can't help anybody else around you. If you don't have things in order for yourself, it's going to be hard for you to help other people. And if you do help other people, 9 times out of 10, you could possibly be putting yourself in a bind. So we're going to talk about what's holding you back from being a person that you want to be, how you can stay on track with setting your goals, and how you can make sure that the lifestyle that you want matches the effort that you're putting in. So we often want a certain type of lifestyle. We see a certain type of lifestyle and we want it. And we have an idea how to get there. And sometimes we take detours to get to where we want to go. And unfortunately, some of those detours, they throw off our track. They make you, you know, rearrange your goals or make you second guess your plan. And if you're passionate about something and you really have something that you really like, then you should stick with it. If you, whatever you put into the world is what you will get out, basically, is what I'm saying. What you put out there is what will come back to you. So you can't go into a situation, a job, a business plan, and think that, oh, it may or may not work, or I might fail, or this is not going to be a good thing, or somebody else already doing this, so I can't do it. If you go in there with a negative mind frame, 9 times out of 10, things are going to be negative. You can't go into a situation already down it and belittling yourself. You're your own worst critic at times. Sometimes we often, that little voice in our head, it makes us believe that we can't do something, or it's a little doubt that will tell you that it's not good enough, or oh, such and such already doing it, so you copying or anything like that. Because I know in the city where I'm from, that's a big thing. Oh, you doing this and this person doing it. Like, who gives a fuck?
Right.
Who cares? It's enough money out here for everybody, for one. For two, your product and their product is never going to be the same. They could, you could do the same ingredient. You could put the same whatever you want into it. And guess what? Your shit is going to be different because of who you are. And their shit is going to be different because of who they are. If you go in there and worry about you should go into a business saying how you set yourself aside from other people that is in the same league as you, granted. But going in there trying to compare or contrast yourself to somebody else and already belittling your own product, then you're setting yourself up for failure. If you don't believe in what you're doing, how do you expect somebody else to believe in what you're doing? So believing in yourself and always speaking positive. And sometimes it's hard to constantly speak positive when a lot of negativity is going on. And in that predicament, you just really have to understand that life happens. No matter what you do, no matter how hard you go or how good of a person you are, bad shit is going to happen to you. It doesn't matter. Like, that's just how the world works. Things are going to happen. Uncontrollable situations are going to come up. Variables are going to happen, that things that you can't control. What you always have to do is make sure you have a positive outlook on the situation and see what you can learn from what you went through. you always, like, it's so easy for people to point the finger and blame somebody else and say, well, oh, you doing this, you doing that, you're not doing this, I don't like that. And at the end of the day, what is it about you that's not helping the situation? Sometimes we don't want to reflect on ourselves and we don't want to reflect on our bad habits and we tend to blame others. And at the end of the day, it comes a time in your life where you just have to take accountability for your own actions as to why the shit that happening to you is happening because what you're doing. If you put misery out there, if you're evil and spread evil and speak negative and don't have a positive outlook, then that's the seed you plant. That's what you put in. You're not putting a beautiful rose in the ground or a sunflower. You're putting weeds in the ground. You're planting weed seeds. So you can't be mad when your plant finally sprout up and is dead or it don't grow or nothing good comes to you because that's what you put out there. You put that negativity out there. So it's going to come back on you. No matter how you want it to go. And you could fake it and try to pretend you're this type of person, but God in the universe sees through all of that. They hear everything other people don't see. They know the real, so you can't hide and fake for other people. So being realistic with yourself and taking accountability for who you are and your actions will help a big part in your manifestation and going to the next level in your life. You have to look at what you have done or didn't do to get yourself in the predicament that you're in. Because at the end of the day, we all see red flags before a situation happens. We see the signs that tell us don't do this or don't say this or take this route or distance yourself from this person or don't go into this business with this person because of whatever reason or you've been had disagreements and now y'all trying to network and get together and it's just not working and you wonder why it doesn't work. Because been didn't work. You didn't pay attention to the signs that was in front of you. When you're around people and your anxiety gets to acting up or you get moody or all of a sudden you're angry and you're mad, it's because you and that person, your energy and your vibes, they just don't get along. So at the end of the day, instead of trying to force something, you just need to accept it and just move on and say that's okay. It's okay to not get along with everybody. It's okay to not agree to what everything is going on. It's okay for you not to want to work or be in the same business or be in the same lane with somebody else. That does not mean that's going to affect your business.